It's Friday, December 22nd, 2023. The first full day of winter, and thankfully the time when the daylight hours start to increase. Welcome to episode 83 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the final city council meeting of 2023 was a busy one. The Main Street Ferry Terminal is set to reopen. Our own Julia Park Tracy receives a national honor. Gil Michaels takes us on a gastronomic trip around the island, while Steve Gorman takes us down the road a bit. Plus, some holiday tips, including your last chance to get Santa Claus at Christmas Tree Lane. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story: Tuesday's city council meeting saw a larger crowd than usual thanks to the presence of Alameda friends and families for ceasefire. About 60 members attended, and during the public comment portion of the meeting, AFFC members called for a ceasefire resolution from the city of Alameda, arguing that such a resolution is a local issue. AFFC is the same group that previously held ceasefire vigils outside City Hall. In a press release sent out prior to the meeting, AFFC member Hilda Paulson noted how she believes ceasefire is a local issue. Quote, "We know Alameda has a history as a military base, and we know that Alamedans would prefer turning our swords into plowshares by using our tax money to help our struggling families, improve our schools, build needed housing and climate resiliency, rather than continue this horrendous assault on innocent people." End quote. During the later public comment section, Claire Valderrama Wallace spoke, quote, "We want our children to live in a community where social justice is a living, breathing practice, where courage and justice far outweigh fear, hesitation, and discomfort, which is why I'm thankful to be here with Alameda friends and families for ceasefire, asking you to agendize and pass a ceasefire resolution at the very minimum, and better yet, an end to apartheid and the occupation of Palestine." End quote. Rabbi Cynthia Minster from Temple Israel of Alameda provided an alternative point of view, saying, quote, "I'm here to remind you that the silent majority of our community respects political differences, including the distinction between items within the purview of the city and beyond it. I urge you to continue working on the local issues that belong on the council agenda. Citizens should advocate at the federal level on foreign policy. The only thing local resolutions accomplish is an increasing division within our community." End quote. For full details on the AFFC's efforts at the council meeting, see Kelsey Gore's article at alamedapost.com/news. As far as regular agenda items were concerned, council approved a 12-month exclusive negotiating agreement, or ENA, with the Little Opera House Incorporated, better known to most of us as Radium. The purpose? To develop a performing arts center at Alameda Point. Back in episode 26 last October, we told you about the plans for this arts center. Well, Tuesday marked another step on that journey. During the 12-month period, the city manager will execute a license allowing Radium to continue their temporary outdoor performance and exhibition space known as Radium Runway. You've probably seen the temporary setup if you've been out at the Point. The temporary setup occupies the area where the proposed arts center would be, on Pan Am Way between Seaplane Lagoon Promenade and the Alameda Naval Air Museum. Currently, you'll find 5 painted shipping containers arranged in a circle, creating Radium Runway. Andrew Thomas, special advisor to the Base Reuse and Economic Development Director, noted that the Art Center's location next to the Alameda Naval Air Museum will benefit both organizations. Thomas also noted that the ENA is simply an agreement to develop documents and plans. It will not result in construction. The ENA passed unanimously. Another agenda item that passed unanimously was the Public Art Commission's Public Art Master Plan. The plan includes a 5-year action plan for funding grants and conservation, plans for citing physical art, and resources for developers, artists, and the commission to ensure diverse arts programming and physical art for Alamedans. The council also accepted the presentation of the Diversity, Equity, Inclusivity, and Belonging Plan recommendations from the city staff-led Equity Working Group, as well as unanimously approving a revision to recreation and parks fees for 2024. For a complete look at these agenda items, including links to documents like the updated recreation fee schedule, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. As reported back in episode 75, the Main Street Ferry Terminal closed for renovations on October 23rd. Well, on the ninth day of Christmas, you might see 9 ladies dancing their way down the dock as the San Francisco Bay Ferry restores service to Main Street on Tuesday, January 2nd. The reopening of Main Street means that weekend service from Seaplane Lagoon will be discontinued. The good news is that the earlier weekend ferries to San Francisco are back, notably the 8:30 and 9:45. Additionally, the Chase Center ferry to Warriors home games will again depart from Main Street after being limited to Oakland during the terminal closing. There are some other changes coming to the schedule, including the Oyster Point Limited run coming to an end and the restoration of the Alameda-Oakland short hop. For a look at the refreshed schedule, see alamedapost.com/news. One of the names behind the scenes here at the Post is Julia Park Tracy. Her official title on our masthead is Muse. She's also a part of our board and a great source of inspiration and advice. And as Alameda knows, she's an accomplished author. Now the rest of the country knows it too. Kirkus Reviews, the book review magazine that's been published since 1933, has named Julia's latest, The Bereaved, as one of their top indie books of 2023. The book is a work of historical fiction focusing on a mother who loses her children to the orphan train, a dark bit of American history that saw children sent to foster homes in the Midwest from eastern cities from 1854 to 1929. While The Bereaved is fiction, it is based on events from Julia's family history. In the starred review, Kirkus called the book, quote, an often painful but uplifting novel by a writer at the top of her game, end quote. The book was also praised by the Orphan Train Museum in Kansas. Congratulations to Alameda's former poet laureate. For more details on this honor, see alamedapost.com/features. I tend to spend most of our time together on the Postcast focusing on news items and upcoming events, but we also have a crew of talented feature writers at the Post. Wanted to take some time to highlight some stories you'll want to check out. Gil Michaels has been regaling us with his lovingly quirky tales of times gone past in Alameda with a cast of family characters that come straight out of a classic sitcom. This week, the self-described resident of Geezerville heads out on a foodies tour of Alameda with some millennial and Gen Z guidance. They encounter brisket and more at Fiskew's, Lobster Benedict at Saran, and the wide variety of offerings at Saga Kitchen, all while reminiscing about past dining adventures. Don't read the article with your mouth full, you'll embarrass yourself. Find Gil's article at alamedapost.com/features. While we're talking food, I need to pass on this year's holiday indulgence at the Peeler household. I've always been something of an eggnog fan, and am forever searching for the good stuff. Too much of what's on the shelves these days reads like a science experiment. Well, while ordering an afternoon coffee at Island Savoy Market this week, I couldn't resist taking home a bottle of Strauss Organic Eggnog. In a word, wow. Savoy does a great job of curating some of the best food from the area, and they hit the bullseye with this one. Definitely a seasonal treat, but well worth the price, and you can feel good about buying it. Not only is it organic, but you pay a deposit for the bottle, which you get back when you return it. I think I found a new holiday tradition. To work off that eggnog, you might want to take Steve Gorman's advice. While he usually focuses on an Alameda treasure, this week he brings us along on his recent trip to Henry Coe State Park in Morgan Hill. 71 miles southeast, you'll find 87,000 acres with 250 miles of trails, campsites, a visitor center, and some truly spectacular scenery. Steve brought back not only a great description, but some delightful photographs as well. For a look at Henry Coe Park, plus links to help you plan an outing there, head to alamedapost.com/features. If you're looking for something to keep your brain engaged, we've added a new area to our features section, a puzzle. Former math teacher Jeff Smith has given us a brain teaser and a prize of some Tucker's ice cream for the first correct answer. Check it out at alamedapost.com/features. As you're planning outings around the holiday, wanted to give you a heads up on some schedule changes just so you aren't caught off guard. The libraries will be closing at 4 p.m. on Sunday, Christmas Eve, back to regular hours on Tuesday. Also, if you were planning on taking yourself or guests to the farmer's market, better do that on Saturday. The market will be closed on Tuesday, the 26th. As the year winds down, hopefully the spirit of giving is upon you. As always, we greatly appreciate your support here at the Post. You can always find options for making your tax-deductible donation at alamedapost.com/memberships. You can even score some cool stuff to show the world that you love the Post. As I mentioned last week, another group that could use your support is the Alameda Warming Shelter. Whether volunteering or donating money or goods, it's a great cause. They've made it super simple by publishing an Amazon wish list. You can find that list in last week's article in alamedapost.com/news or head to christchurchalameda.org and click on Homeless Ministries. alamedapost.com/events for a guide to everything going on in Alameda. Events slowing down a bit these days. Friday and Saturday, your last chance to catch Santa at Christmas Tree Lane from 6:30 to 8, weather permitting. Farmers Market, as always, Saturday, 9 to 1. Thank you for supporting local news for Alameda. Remember, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Apple News. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler. To those who celebrate, a very Merry Christmas from all of us at the Alameda Post.